כותל בחבא. שיב אז יומם שעזוב הסופר אז מסחיל ממוחס יום שפוסקו בו. What's the יום שפוסקו בו? The day she stopped. וכן משפוטו אם תירה בייז יומם או גימו או פוסקו בלירוס בודקס ביום שפוסקו בו כדי שתפסוק בתהרו. ובדיקו זו תהיה סמוך לבין השמושוס. וכן נוהגים לכתחילו, ובדיעבד אפילו לא בודק עצמו, רק שחס נמצא עצמו טוב, הוא סגי בכך. Let me just say what he says. The בדיקו, she should be בודק יום שפוסקו בו. Why? I want to make sure that the dam stopped that day. So what? Since it's what the Bible calls Mayono Pasucho, the well is open, she's been staining for 5 days, right? Then if I make a bdika in the afternoon, I still don't know whether she really is finished. But if I make a bdika at the end, right, end of the day, I'm more confident. But you realize, then what did you gain by it? So maybe she saw a tipas dam kechargel in the afternoon and lost it. There's no badois. There's no way you can guarantee that on that day she didn't see. What day? You do the best you can. That's what the Mor says. And if she's bodik any time during the day, it's okay. The chatchila, we say, it makes better sense to be bodik in the day. I always tell the people, better sense, because the later you bodik, the best chance, better chance you have is being okay. It's going to stop, obviously. It can stop at 12 noon, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Why should I be bodik at 12 noon when I can be bodik at 8 p.m.? On a summer day and have that advantage, fine. So really the halacha is she has to stop the day before she begins to count. How do you know she stopped? She makes a bdika that day. The chatchil is sof hayom, right, before shkia, but there but any time during the day. And what if she doesn't? I want to be the raisa. Can you count on the fact that she didn't see dam without looking? In other words, when she starts her nidus, it's based upon her gosha, midoraisa, which means she's aware. No?
That's what we started with. Okay.
Come full circle.
So my question is, does she have to make a bedikah or not? Or do you say, a woman knows that she knows when it starts with the whole deraisa principle of hagosha, right? Whether we halacha or maisa, we count on it or not, that's later development of halacha. But the deraisa tells you she knows when she begins a nidus. Does she also know when she's finished? So you see, it's a machlokes rishonim, whether the bedikah rishona is the raisa or the rabbana. And just keep that in mind, because the halacha falls into place much nicer when you realize, well, why is it a wild thing? How would you explain a halacha that shiva nikiyim, she counts shiva nikiyim by making one bedikah any time during the 7 days? We don't do that. So that's this. It begins really with the shaila: is bdika rishona the raisa or the rabbana? Pick up now the text. Lo lom yumad odom besorbeso shetei bodekes biyom hefsik taro also b'mor dochuk. ושיהיה שם כל בין השמושו שזו בדיקה מוציא מידי כל סופק. Okay. What is that? אחיו, how does it sound to you? לעולם ילמד עוד נבסור בייסו. English translation always means חומרה. We have ילמד עוד נבסור בייסו. That's called by good management, but it's not the halacha. My nafkimine, we pass in that way. The holy mother. Why don't she did make a motocho? Okay, next point. Why does she really shouldn't be making a motocho? She just went through a difficult childbirth, and the poor young lady had to spend several hours in the surgical theater, in surgery after giving birth, to have her sewn up for all the tears that occurred as the baby passed through the vaginal tract. Not an uncommon thing. Almost every woman, until very recently, had a baby. She had an episiotomy. Episiotomy merely means that the doctor takes a scalpel, and when the head presents itself to the cervix, cuts, makes a slit, opens it up a little bit wider, so the baby comes out a little easier. It was almost routine. Why? He said, because if you don't do that, and it tears, tearing is an uneven. A surgical cut is nice, right? Therefore, when it comes to sewing up, it's nice to have two pieces that match. If you have them stick on. So they think that was the theory.
So why don't they do that anymore?
Huh?
Why don't they do that anymore?
Because it's not true.
Oh.
Because it turned out that a good study, retroactive studies, these massive studies showed that when the baby's allowed to come through, right, the injury is less than the episiotomy does, and the healing is faster, etc., etc. Doesn't work out. Well, sit down and Paskin Shilis from your friend the tailor, what he thinks is better for him, doesn't work always that way surgically. But it sometimes happens. My case just now, there I have, where the woman was over 3 hours, the parents were going crazy, but the stupid surgeon didn't come out, and the obstetrician didn't come out to tell her anything. And they tell her the baby is out, Mazel Tov, but she's still in surgery. And 3 hours later, the surgeon comes down and says, well, there were so many tears, it took me a while to sew everything up, etc., etc., etc. Now this woman is going to mikveh, maybe 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and 5 weeks later. She's going to put in a mov docho, she's going to be in real trouble. So you'll tell the woman, don't do a mov docho. You do a careful bedikah. But to put in a mov docho, there, it's going to makalkelas esatzmo. Chances are you're going to, there you have what happens, the little stitch abscesses, they're called, wherever the stitch goes through, right, there's an injury, their bacteria, the area is not a sterile area, therefore you can crutch around a mokdochu, you can say no. Because no dochuk is not an absolute requirement. That's it. Yolam yilman odom bezobeso shetevo dekes. We're not prepared to be mekel on no dochuk unless you have to be mekel on no dochuk. Such a case I gave you is the classic case where you make it. Tell him no. Just to remember, do a careful bedika. Make sure that the cloth they use is soft, it was washed once before, make sure that you're gentle to yourself there. And a bedika is the ikel is the bedika. You skip the Ramah, go to Beis and go back to Ramah in a minute. Okay, new base. The Gershom Kairon could have used a better editor. Put things, my brother, we had a better pedagogue who put things together in a little different order than he did. To follow the flow, the stream of consciousness, as you know. Rosh Yomecha Buvad Uposko Bobiyom. She only saw it for one day. There I got a problem. There, not like the first case. He had Sricha Nidug Asma B'mor Dochuk Shiyisho Kobe Nashmoshos. Because if you need a bdika and she saw only one day, that one day is Becheskas Roo. That's Niftach Mayona. You want to tell me that she saw one day and it stopped? And that is no more? That's not a usual case. You better be able to prove that only one day. The way you can only way you can prove that is with a Moch Dochuk. There you have to have a Moch Dochuk. If she saw for 5 days and it's petering out, I say, well, the last day she didn't see. Right. But on that first day is Becheskas Roa. The whole day is Becheskas Roa. If you have to break that Chazoket, to break that Becheskas Roa, you have to have a Moch Dochuk. But that's all the Chatzchile. Look at the Rambam. Ubedieved. In Bodka Asma, Somuch Lebein Hashmoshos. Right? We don't worry about the Kosei Rechem, it'll stop the blood from coming down. No. Therefore, if by the end of the day she checks it's okay, Umotsu Asma Tehora, Afa Pishra Hoya Hamoches Loko Bein Hashmoshos Sagi. Avo Bedicha Shaches Lomahan in this case, Hov Loros Arakio Mechod. Okay, now we're focusing on that one critical bedika. So suddenly, the Moch Dochuk is not a critical aspect of it. Critical is a bedika, right? No. What shiur are we giving tomorrow?
It's your
call. I think we'll talk about the finishes. This evening, we'll do the Shulchan Aruch tomorrow. Then I'll go back to what is a problem not only in Hilchos Nida, a problem in Hilchos Shabbos. When is the day over? Okay. He told me she should make a bidika, right? Kol ben hashmoshos with a moch dochuk, that's fine. Without a moch dochuk, she has to make a bidika, somoch le ben hashmoshos, right? Yesh omrim l'ramor, im espallu hakol arvis, v'od hayom gadol, eino yecholu livdok luvosh levonim el hasel linnos miyom hamochoros. Me'achal the hakohol kvar osu osu laila. What is that? In my shul, we daven might have 10 minutes after shkia on a weekday. Which here is at least in our area, I believe here is 30 minutes. We follow the minhag of 40 minutes, and for the Torah Shabbos, 45 minutes for Tosefet Shabbos. That was the way it was ruled out by the Bar Rabbanu in New York when they existed. They don't exist anymore. They existed in the 1900s. In Kubel, that's where the calendar gives the Seisa Shabbos. You see, it's 45 minutes after Shkia. What about Aaron Shabbos then? And this poor woman, with five kids pulling at her apron, and Shabbos stuff has to get ready, she has to bench lech, etc., etc. and she didn't make a bedika until after the Olam already began davening on Shabbos. Now here you got a bigger problem. Weekdays, they declared it at night. I can see, so they declared at night, why does that put a chiyav on me? But Shabbos is unique, it puts a chiyav on you. The Gabi Shmira Shabbos, if they're the only shul in town, it becomes Shabbos for you, whether you like it or not. What about the Gabi, the Shiva Nikiyah? Can she count the first day when it's already, she's making the Bedikah after it's already the second day, after it's already the first day, and so forth. The Yesh Omrim, the Muto, the idea that because the Olam Davin Meiret, therefore they made it for another day, nonsense. Muto Afil also are called Shabbos. What does it mean for the Shabbos? That's, you have to add that yourself. Because if they made it Shabbos, you see, it did, they did make it into a second day, Legabe Halocha. But Hilchos Shabbos is different than Hilchos Nida. Umixas noishim, noagoshim, posko koidem bochu, the chosel liros kesem odam, toch yemeis filoso, of nafikin afilo yacha bochu, in his calculo somoch lere, the choshim dovazel of the eved. ואין למחוז ביודם כי כן קיבלו מאיזה חוכם שהורו להן והוא מינוי בתיקים. That's the case. Woman made a bedikah to start off her count. Everything is fine. Right? And she goes to the bathroom and she notices a stain on the undergarment. So she has to count. Shiva Nikiyah. Now they want to save a day. They want to be able to count Shabbos as day one of the 5 days. Sorry, I have to learn the halachas first. But it's already Shabbos already. That's not the first day. That she has to lose that day. But some people have the minig, right? In this kalkala, that's this kalkala meaning she ruined her. Her count, she was counting three, four, fourth day, fifth day, and then she saw a kesem, right? Then, though she now wants to count, umachoshen dovazel in the eved, and bein nimchos biyodam. It really doesn't make sense. How's that for a Kabbalah, a Masoa? It's not the first time I heard about it, in other words. I've heard about it that many communities, the women know this halacha, that they save a day by, even though the Shabbos was already declared, right? And it's ready after Bochum, so that it's Shabbos for men and for women, right? Nevertheless, if it's before astronomical Shkia, they can count that as the first day. pick up the shachar if you're a minute, just ties it up. A number of other halachas, Sfiras HaOmer, and Achilles Matzah, the Pesach, or Achille Chiyuvit in the Sukkah, and Lael Rishon Shel Sukkos. I feel also I call Shabbos. Kehi Tosefes is Tosefes Shabbos, as we call it. Lo Shayech Le'inya Nida. Bitzor Chav Dalet Shos. Meaning, it goes by the clock, not by this halachic calendar, or halachic clock. V'chein Yisa B'perek Naro. V'chein Yesh Raya B'sfir Zomer, Zolo Chashvin and Lelayla, Afilu B'erot Shabbos. With Tosefer Shabbos is the Raisa. So with the Raisa it's Shabbos, but it's not Saturday, it's only Shabbos. V'chein Machil Asmatzu Pesach V'sukir. The fact that the call will say Bochu doesn't let you be Yotze the Mitzvah Matzah or Mitzvah Sukkah before end of the day, whatever end of the day is, before whenever it says Sakachovid is. And we call Halon Rayos, he says, Bashami Devorov, we call Halon Rayos, the Alpha P, Shes Palalahi Gavkein, the Yosef Shabbos also Mutter. Chayin da sacher me'agdoli v'tshuva shevi at trubas hadesh el shom da afilu ispalu lehi alvis muto lefi zeh masha kosa v'arav da afilu osa hakol shabbos hofakama afilu osa hakol gam kein shabbos v'gam hi v'agon who's that one? Anyone know? Aleph Membov.
Adonai Mori Bechami. Adonai Mori Bechami.
Yeah. Who is he?
Yeah, who is this?
Who is this Rebbe? Right? Lo Kosav Kein. Bechuvah El Kosav Del Arav Im Ispalo Lo Hi Arvis Ein Lo Hoke Al Afilu B'Dievet. Okay. You have just 1 second. Turn to, that's why I make sure you, I get it, I have it underlined, if you don't have it underlined, on Daf Kuf Samach Aleph. I just want to read one thing to you. You got it, Kuf Samach Aleph, in the Shach Chof. Four lines that down from the first wider lines. Very important historical note. He's talking about something which the Trumas Hadeshen said. We'll get to it, Mitzvah. Vein Dvorov Nirin, he says, Da'alo Noda, you have the place? Sha'ashelo Shebetumas Hadeshen. Also, Rabbi Lidlio, whatever the name was, the Trumas Hadeshen, Bala Chuvis Atzmo. No one ever asked him a question. He wrote the Shaila and he wrote the Chuvah. Velo Sheshul Acherim, Kemo Bepiskei Ksavov. Okay, so I want to call your attention to it, the historical note. Everybody knows that the Shailas and Chuvahs of the Trumas Hadeshen were not response to questions, but rather his way of teaching Shulchan Aruch, his way of teaching Halacha. Right. He also has Piskei of the Torah Sedeshen, which were Chinese asked to him and answered. But what we have as the Tshuva Sedeshen, right? You got it? since we've been quoting towards the Lashon often enough, I figured make sure we don't miss that point. Okay, Mr. Shem, we'll continue here tomorrow with the Shaila. You hear my Shaila? Alec, you're upstairs. Is the first Bedika Daraisa or not? Or is that only a Din Darabonan, as most people hold? Because we have to understand what happens if she's not Bodekis, like the Shulchan Aruch recommends. Mokdochok, right, the first time, and then every day two Bedikas, as we'll see, and she doesn't do that. And there's a Shas HaDchak. Can we Paskin to be Mekel on it or not?